So I do want to close in a minute, but I want to give the faculty, I'm going to start with you, Beth, a chance to reflect on common questions that you get from oncology nurses, from patients, reasons patients get referred in that we haven't talked about.
One of the biggest questions I get asked is the bisphosphonates, which we already addressed, the duration of bisphosphonates, and also how can I protect my patient from getting sick? Infections are the number one cause of death, actually, of myeloma patients, and 73% will have this IgG type, and IgG is a molecule that protects us from getting sick. So I really tell them to watch people with coughs and colds. As Dr. Alcina had mentioned, herpes zoster prophylaxis, and with vaccinations. If it's live, don't take it. Dead viruses are fine. They should not take the live viruses.
So, Kenna?
The biggest thing that I want you to take away from this is not a quickly deadly disease anymore. It's debatable whether it's a cure. I would tend to say that there's not at this point. But patients can live with this disease.
We're winning.
However, I have two patients that are 7 years out after one treatment.
I have one 30 years out.
Yeah, so we can go both ways. Mm-hmm. But patients can live with this disease, and they're going to live with this disease with your help, because you're going to screen them for the side effects that they're suffering or enduring because of the therapies, and we can dose reduce the therapies, and we can give them a quality of life, but still treat their disease. We don't necessarily have to beat it over the head with a club. You can coexist with this disease. It's quality of life and disease control, and that's what I want you to understand, and that's what I want you to emphasize with your patients when you see them.